The causes of the current turmoil in Egypt are complex and decades in the making. You might think of the picture as a tapestry woven from many different threads. And as unlikely as it may sound, one of those threads might be global climate change. Here's the world's environment editor, Peter Thompson.
The throngs of protesters in the streets of Cairo this week have a host of grievances. There's the decades of authoritarian rule, of course, the lack of political expression or economic opportunity. But the uprising grew in part out of protests against high food prices. Food price inflation in Egypt was over 20% last year. In particular, there's been a big squeeze from the rising global price of wheat, according to New York global investment manager Vincent Truglia.
Wheat prices have gone up, depending on the measure, between 50 and 70% in 2010. And this has just devastated Egyptian budgets.
That's partly because Egypt is among the world's largest importers of wheat. And the global wheat market received a number of nasty shocks recently. The worst came last summer when Russia was hit by an unprecedented drought and heat wave. Russia lost 40% of its wheat harvest and abruptly banned exports. Egypt was left scrambling because it had just signed a big wheat deal with Russia. The Egyptian government has tried to keep a lid on wheat prices through subsidies and rationing, but Truglia says anxiety over food prices is the key problem facing Egypt today. And some trace the problem, at least in part, to climate change.
I think we are seeing some of the early effects of climate change on food security.
Veteran environmental analyst Lester Brown of the Earth Policy Institute says last year's Russian heat wave, which led to the wheat collapse, was no ordinary weather event.
If someone had told me that there was likely to be a heat wave in Russia in which the average temperature would be 14 degrees Fahrenheit above the norm, that's pushing the envelope. I mean, 4 degrees would be a lot.
Brown and many others say the Russian heat wave was only one of several recent events affecting global food supply that likely were linked to climate change. And he believes that the stresses these events are putting on food supplies are contributing to unrest around the world.
You can't prove that link, but you can say it is highly likely that that is the case.
Of course, many observers dismiss this as far-fetched speculation. They say the possible impacts of climate change on political events are too remote and diffuse for anyone to credibly connect the dots. But Brown has some surprising compatriots.
The adverse effects of bad weather caused by climate change act as a threat multiplier for instability in critical parts of the world.
That's retired Admiral Dennis McGinn. He contributed to an influential report for the Pentagon on the security implications of climate change. Like Brown, Admiral McGinn says you can rarely draw a straight line of causation between climate change and political upheaval. He says there are usually many underlying causes, but that climate change may well be one of them.
If you have long-term droughts, crop failures in other parts of the world, too much water in the form of flooding, you have added pressure to the already existing fault lines in fragile societies with fragile governments. And certainly Egypt would fall into that category.
So if that's true, where does that leave us? McGinn says we need to start looking at ways to reduce the shocks and volatility that climate changes will bring to food supplies and other global markets. He says that means new investments in things like drought-resistant crops, better water management, and new ways of managing and distributing food. None of this will end the threat of instability around the world, McGinn says, but it might help remove at least one thread of volatility in Egypt and beyond. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.